Hey, 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 what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here. Thank you for joining me on a booth chat here at NADA 2024 with the one, the only, the famous Derek Ma.
Derek, what's up, brother?
How's it going, man? How are you? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, I was thinking about like when we first connected, you know, and it just, but it feels like it's funny, like almost all of our connections have been online, you know, but it just feels like we've known each other for such a long time.
Yep.
It's just like, but that's the cool thing about these, about coming to these events, right? It's just like, you know, you have all these amazing relationships, amazing connections with some just smart people, and just then you finally get to this once a year, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, how you been? Where you been? How's your mother? How's the house?
Yep,
you
know, exactly that.
Well, look, I'm so glad that you could take some time to jam with me today. We're, you know, there's some really cool and exciting things going on at Lot Links.
Yes.
And if I'm going to get, you know, the rundown from anybody, it's going to be the guy himself.
Oh,
right?
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Lots of exciting things are happening. It's just the starting of the beginning with Lot Links. So, you know, at this NADA show, we launched a couple new programs and platforms today. One is we launched the Sentinel program. The Sentinel program is really to help dealers prevent risk. It's actually like what Sentinel is the guard for the dealer. It's going to help you notify which VINs are at risk and what levers to pull in order to reduce your risk moving
forward. Best name ever. But I know that from you, though. Like, I know if you're going to name a product, you're always it's going to be a really good name.
Well, right? what's amazing is I didn't come up with the name. Our CEO, Len Short, came up with the name. And you
all
know,
right, we're going to give credit to Len then.
And, you know, that guy was used to be the CMO of Schwab.
Yeah.
So he's got some clout and everything else. Guy. So I got to give credit to that guy. But he... it's exactly the right personification of that program in itself called Sentinel. And with Sentinel launched a new platform called VIN Manager is what we currently have today.
This is what we got pulled up here.
That's right. And so what VIN Manager actually is really built for is to provide the full 360 view of what's happening with your VIN today for your entire dealership to know what's happening. So a used car manager, a marketing manager, a general manager, they can actually see what's actually happening with your VIN in real time. Because what we found is that used cars manager might be working on one platform, you know, our marketing folks might be going through some over here. The general manager's like, well, I got to see some numbers. And so a lot of the common feedback that we're talking to numerously, like the thousands of our dealers that we're working with, is like, can you just provide one single view so we're all aligned on the same page? And this is why VIN Manager kind of
exists
today.
That is awesome.
So currently today, VIN Manager has incorporated many different things. One is the fact that every single VIN is listed. You can sort and feature as much as you want of all the different aspects. What's interesting here is that you can actually see what's being published, what's not. A dealer has no idea what's actually being marketed, what's not. The other aspect...
And that speed to market is so insanely crucial.
That is correct. So the other ones, you can see what's in stock, new and used, and so on. But also what's actually happening is how much you're spending on the vehicle. And we've also, with the Sentinel program, have also incorporated a feature called a budget per VIN. So a budget per VIN
it's kind of like a smart spend per vehicle.
That's right. Because we believe every campaign starts with the VIN, not by the channel.
Yep.
And so this is something that we're coming up with, because if you ask any dealer, hey, do you know if this car is being marketed? No, I don't. Well, why? Well, because the channels may not know.
And they surely want to know how much was being spent on it.
That is
right?
correct.
And, you know, I like this, though, because, you know, like I've been building marketing strategies for years, right? And then, and when we think of a strategy, you know, we've always had to kind of collectively put all the vehicles together.
Correct.
You know, or at least maybe break them into a handful of libraries, you know, to kind of to create what's a strategy going to be behind it. This is allowing me to create a unique strategy at
correct.
The individual vehicle
That's
level
correct.
Based on what I know about the car.
Because every VIN is different, not a general campaign.
That.
And so with this, you actually get to see the budget per VIN, the actual spend into it. And this is something that came out with it, this thing. It's called a dynamic AI recommended budget. So a lot of dealers might start off with, oh, I'm going to spend $50 per VIN, but not realizing, expecting that this car is going to sell or generate income, but it may not be enough.
Sure.
Because of the type of VIN it is, where you price that car. So our AI...
How much competition
that's
is
right.
out
that's
there,
right? Supply and demand.
Okay.
And it will come up with a AI recommended budget. And I'll just customize it and I'll bring it up. Sorry, I should have done this at the beginning.
No, this is cool. Okay, I mean, I'm thinking from a used car manager how powerful this is, but then to your point, you know, also just the communication to the general manager, right?
Correct.
Like just being able to, you know, like this is, it's one of the things I love about CRMs, right? Like I don't need to go talk to every single salesperson out there.
Yeah.
If the CRM is properly being used, I can actually just go and see for myself. And this is what it is. So I mean, as the GM, even if my used cars manager's there, I can get a quick pulse on what's going on.
That's correct.
Right. And then, you know, the amount of time now I'm spending with my used car manager is really focused on optimizing things.
That's
not
right.
Not making sure shit's in market.
That's correct. And so
that's awesome.
So we also came up with, so you have leads incorporated, so you can see how many leads are happening to it. You can also see how many VDPs.
So the call to action.
These are conversions at every point. And then what's interesting about with this is that there's so much data around the VIN.
Oh, tons.
The dealer, used car manager, marketing guy can customize their dashboard.
Yes.
And customize their inventory view at any point of whatever data is that we are actually bringing in for the dealer. So it's just thousands of units. Not everything is important to that position.
Yeah.
But they can bring it in as LotLink starts incorporating much like with all the CRMs, all the DMS data that they currently have. And they're able to determine what car's driving profit, which ones are not. And so all of this allows this to create levers and actions and have everybody on the same wavelength and the
same
plan.
Page.
That's correct.
Like, you know, it's like this is, to me, I look at this is like a strategy builder.
It is.
Right? Like, I mean, I have the data I need to effectively create a strategy at a VIN-specific level.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then also, you know, based on just margins that I want to maintain, all right? You know, it's like, do I need to really be throwing the throttle down? Or, hey, look, I know this might take a three-week, this might be a three-week or, a 42-day car, but, you know, so it's not looking at the entire inventory, but it's looking at that. And, oh, that's awesome.
It is kind of looking at MTAR. It's going to analyze it and make recommendations.
Yeah.
But the most interesting part of them all, the dealer has control. He doesn't have to take our recommendations.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything if he doesn't want to.
But that recommendation is analyzing so much more data than
that's
we could
right.
ever
you
actually
should,
do ourselves.
But he has control. Yes. He can has, and now he knows. The biggest thing of them all that we found is they don't know. Nobody knows. It's all from different parts. Now we're aggregating everything together so they have one complete view. And they, as a team, can decide, I need to push more money into this VIN.
Yeah.
This is age. I need to get this off the lot quicker. Let's do a massive boost into the car.
Yeah.
We should price this car down a bit more against the market based on competitive reasons.
Well, I mean, I think there's all kinds of use cases here. I mean, like, let's say, you know, I got someone interested in the vehicle. We've had an amazing conversation, but I know they're away on vacation for the next 7 days. But, you know, but the conversation has been so awesome, so deep. I am very confident that this guy's going to buy this car. And that doesn't necessarily mean I want to pause it and take it out of market, but maybe throttle it down for a little bit because I know I got someone on it.
Correct.
You know, so I don't take it out of market, but maybe I just don't. So like, you can have real conversations about the individual
That's
vehicles.
Right. And so we can go to more details of this car. So, you know, this is a demo site, so it's not going to provide very detailed information. But what it shows you, we have all this VDP information that is aligned to the price, and unfortunately that's not there. But we also have one of the strengths of LotLinks is that we can show demand. So we actually show the last 90 days of how demand is going for that car, of the number of buyers and average buyers per day, and whether that's increasing. So the dealer knows, like, hey, I only have $50 against that VIN. You know, there's a lot of demand. Let's bump it up even more. And there's maybe I can even bump it up like a couple hundred bucks because demand is there,
sure.
right? You can also look at market. And there's only a couple vehicles in there marking it again. This doesn't show a whole lot. And then we have what we call insights. So it's actually providing a summary of exactly what's happening
just
to your car.
Just in case you forgot. I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yes.
I mean, I may have 300 cars on my lot. And it's like, was this the one in red metallic? Was that the one with leather or the panel roof? I don't, you know, there you go.
That's right. And so.
Two similar vehicles. I see, look at that. That's so cool. So it's actually showing me my competition, market data. What about historical DMS data?
We do have historical DMS data. So that's where it had.
So I can look at this not only and say, hey, what's the market tell me about this?
That's right.
All right. What's the demand tell me about
this? That's right.
But then I can even take it one step farther and say, well, historically, what's my batting average on this car?
That's correct.
Right?
That's
so
right.
So it's like, I don't have to rely because that's the problem in the past, is that all three of those data sets I just mentioned are entirely
different
places.
And now you have one-stop shop to view to make the most effective decision to drive the most margin.
That is badass.
And so the other part here is we've launched what we call Lexica. Mm-hmm. I know everyone's talking about generative AI, and I totally get it. But what's interesting for this is that this is not generative AI, like ask me a question that's so broad.
Yeah.
This is about your inventory.
Okay.
Because when ChatGPT first rolled out, it was not very secure.
Yes.
Right? It was open web.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
And anybody else can, that open web can translate to a competitor looking mm-hmm. for more of your information about the car by any chance.
For sure.
This is what we deem is the first one to actually have a closed loop generative AI about your inventory that
cool.
you can ask financial. You can tell you what unit volume I have my vehicles, what's my gross profit on my current vehicles, what are the most highest demand of my vehicles, and so on.
What's my turn rate?
What's my turn rate? Oh my gosh. Which vehicles have the highest risk? Which are the vehicles that have the lowest VDPs? Mm-hmm. Which ones don't have leads? Which ones have the highest leads? Whichever you want, in a quick of a manner, you can type that prompt and it can kind of go through.
It's way too cool.
So Lexica is another new feature that we launched out today, and I know everyone talks about it, but it's a big thing for us because we believe in security of the dealer. The prompt should be relevant to you, and you need to have access 100%. Information right away at that point of time to make
decisions. Well, I mean, the thing is, like, maybe I'm putting my dealer principal hat on, right? You know, but being able to have that, my managers, they were good with me.
Yeah.
But, all right, and I would have to warn them, just because I'm sending you an email or a DM at 4 a.m. and
yeah.
not expecting an answer back right there. But there was always that pressure. There was always that pressure, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I would, you know, I'd wake up at midnight going, oh, you know what? What about, you know, and I would send an email out. I don't have to do that.
Nope.
If I'm like, I'm waking up at 12 at night, or I'm waking up at 3 a.m. and I got a question, I can come here and it's kind of like talking to my management team.
Hey, you can actually call your marketing guy. You actually don't even have to call your marketing guy
yeah.
for any information. You say, okay, I'll just get
ask,
it here.
I can just ask them.
You can
there
ask Lexica. Tell me what it is, and it'll provide that information for you.
Okay, that is
so
too cool.
Jason, I would love to show you for a real live dealer, but this is the demo dealer in itself.
Okay.
But the other part
we're
was...
We're definitely going to do that sometime.
We have the analytics side too. So this actually helps you compare to the market. So remember, the marketing may not have the understanding of how they're impacting the market. They see it as their own thing. So here's the ability that everybody kind of sees how things are going. So like you, what is demand in the last market 30 days against that market? You have here are all your in-market shoppers visually at the map.
Wow.
This is what we call the hexamap. And you can actually, you know, go closer. And this is how you can able to target by DMA and so on. And it's kind of looking.
Talk about minimizing ad waste. You know, in a huge way, right?
That's right.
You know, it's like, let me actually focus on those cities or even possibly those postal codes that are just hot up for that, you know. But then again, like I said, I don't necessarily just have to take the market data for face value.
Yep.
I can also look back at what I, like I said, historical data. I can also
Correct.
Look at how much what the supply is currently out there. So
that's right.
Like, I'm doing all of this in one spot.
View. That's right. And then you can also determine which segments and categories that are high risk. And you can kind of go here. And this is how you can create your action plan. So you can change your condition and body style and look at. We're just going to look at new SUVs. You can see how your sales performance against that market in itself. You can also see what's stocking of competitor information. All in one spot that all three or four, your whole dealership can actually view upon.
Dude, this is a dangerous Swiss Army knife.
Well, wait till you see what's going to happen in the future, right? It's our first step to start getting aligning everybody. And that's the most important.
Alignment, right?
Correct. And this is what VIN Manager does. And so when they have VIN Manager and they launch Sentinel, that's when things start to become, hey, we are starting to fix your risk issues. And the next step is how do we mitigate risk? And this is where then VIN Manager starts preventing everything so everyone gets on the same page.
Well, it's not only alignment, but I also see Derek as empowerment.
Oh, very good.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Like, you know,
I
it's
do.
Like I trust my used car manager. You know, we had a great relationship. You know, but there was definitely times where it was a. I'm thinking this is what we should do, and I was like, look, you have the experience. I'm going to trust you on this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if this is what you want to do, that's where you want to invest. Like, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, you have millions of dollars invested into this portfolio.
Yeah.
Right. And you have to trust the guy behind there, you know, this, not only can you trust the guy, but you can empower him.
That's correct.
All right. To maybe even push the envelope a bit more.
That's
but
right.
But in a transparent way where we can actually do it together.
I love that, you know, when you talked about your used car manager, because here you can like look at the detail and like, all right, is demand up or down?
Yeah.
Do we even have a market for that car? And this is when you become more aligned. We actually so here's one here that has the VDPs and priced against it, and you can kind of see where conversions and price to market starts to happen. But the most interesting thing for me is, you know, would we have gotten this Porsche? Is that something that we really want to look at if demand's going 100%. Down and where the market is, right?
100%.
And if you guys are all on the same page, then you have complete alignment.
Well, the cool thing is I'm having a conversation about data.
Yes.
Not their gut feeling.
That's right.
And don't get me wrong. I had an amazing used car manager. I mean, his gut was good. But, I mean, as a dealer principal, that's a little scary to be investing millions of my dollars into someone's gut.
Yes.
No, I'm going to say he did use data. There was good data that he was always looking at and comparing and stuff like that. But this just connects our two brains and in a transparent level that is just like, if I want to see what his strategy is on it without having to go and, you know, have that conversation or bug him or her, you know, it's like I can come here and say, oh, all right, well, I'm gonna let that play out.
That's exactly it.
That is so cool, man.
We see efficiencies, and when everyone's aligned, cars usually sell faster within 100%. 7 days.
100%.
Everybody's aligned on the same page.
Well, I'll tell you what, not only do they sell faster, the confidence in the buying increases, all right? Mm-hmm. And so this is the thing I've always noticed with used car operations, right? Is that, you know, when you get a really good selling month, it almost completely, like, literally it follows up with a really good buying month because there's just this level of confidence that goes into, and they're pricing things right. They're buying things right. You know, they might be trying some new things they hadn't tried before, but this allows them to always have that type of confidence, you know, of like, dude, this is awesome. So, and of course, you know what? It doesn't even surprise me
thank you very much.
You guys came out with this.
It's like, the first foray of us going down this path, right? So this is where LotLinks is not just a media company, marketing company.
This is
version
one. I can't imagine what
this is
next few years is going to be like.
I wish I can tell you, but just stay tuned. There's going to be some major new things that are going to be happening in the next 3 to 6 months. So it's going to be amazing.
That is something. All right. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this today. You have to check this out. I'm serious. If you are taking your used car operation seriously, you're taking the culture of your management team seriously, all right? This empowers, this creates transparency, all right? And trust and connection between your entire team. You guys have to check this out. Derek, thank you so much, man.
Thank you much, Jason. This was a lot of fun. I love it.
This
have a great show, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye, guys.